Okay, what you have in front of you is the first two pages of approximately 30 pages of Shiurim on Mesillas Yesharim from one of the biggest mashpim of our generation. Many of you have met or have heard Rav Motl Zilber, Zilber Zun Zayin. I have the schus to have a connection to. We've had the schus of having an Abis Medrash a number of times. Some of these shiurim were given in the Abis Medrash. And as I told you last week, which was a hakdama, as I told you last week, I hope that by learning these shiurim, you can do them relatively quickly. I hope that by learning these shiurim, each and every one of us will have a hergish of the chiddush of Teres HaBaal Shem. The toichen of Teres HaBaal Shem, which Hashem we're going to get to, we'll spend a lot of time on that. As you'll see in a few minutes, these shiurim are not focused on the actual toichen of Teres HaBaal Shem, but on the or, on the light of what is the chiddush, bechlal, of Teres HaBaal Shem. I have never seen written in any language that I'm familiar with, it's not too many, I have not seen anything like this, which is as clear and to the point. I found it exceptionally inspiring. I had a lot of his ayahs from it. Although, as you'll see, we're not talking here about chidusha. We're not talking here about the shita of chasidus. Nor is this chalila a series of lectures that I'm giving, even though this looks like some sort of a lecture room. I'm not giving any, I never give my life a lecture on chasidus. The same way I never lectured about my mother. I love her, and I know her my entire life, and I don't lecture about her to other people, nor can I describe the feelings that I have about my mother or my wife and my children to other people. And that's not the tachlis of these chaburis that we're going to be together. The tachlis is to try to, together, to a little bit meitzis min haharakim, to take a peek. Hashem Baruch Hu has allowed us in our generation, people like ourselves who are plain simple Jews, to be able to take a peek and to see inside and to get a glimpse of the Ur of the Baal Shem HaKadosh. It's intoxicating and it's impossible to put into words. The words that we're going to be seeing now are the expression of the heart of a tzaddik who's on fire with the Bari Olam, who's on fire with Teres HaBaal Shem. It's a schus for us that he's allowed us to have a little bit to at least to warm ourselves by this and to come close to it. The toichen of Teres HaChassidus, Hashem Yisbarach, as I said last week, Hashem Yisbarach should help us that we'll be able to, whoever wants to, that we should be able to learn together. Shaykh Demuna and the other and some other Sifrei Yisoy in Teres HaBaal Shem. But we can't do that. We're not ready for that. Unless we first have a taste of the Ur. The same way that you can't come to Yom Kippur without Rosh Hashanah. Adavar Hashem Oiri V'Yishi. Oiri Rosh Hashanah V'Yishi B'Yom HaKippur. One first has to be exposed to the Ur. And with the Ur, then to be filled with a cheshik, with a longing, to come to the Yeshua. If one doesn't have any feeling for the Ur, then it becomes a lecture. Somebody told me that he saw a book that was written by a professor on the Holy Vizhiner. A very large book. I don't know what this is. I don't know if it was actually published or it was just a dissertation. I don't know. But somebody told me that there was an entire book, and this person asked the professor, did you ever go to a tish by the Biana Rebbe, by one of the Vizhiner? One of the Rishonim Einiklach, did you ever go to a tish? Kapishnitz, beyond, did you ever go to a tish? Were you ever by Friday night? And the professor said, no, that he never had been to such a thing. So the book became immediately worthless in the eyes of the person. Correctly so, rightfully so. The same way that a person who, I once mentioned that a lot by Hilula, the same way that a person who's never in love, if you would write an encyclopedia on the subject of love, it wouldn't be worth much. And that's what this is about, the Ur of Chassidus. Before we get to the Teuchen, the Ur, to feel a little bit in love with the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, and to see into the heart of a person who has such strong negation. After that, to Mitzvah Shem, we can get more to the Teuchen itself. So we're going to try to move very, very quickly. That does mean if somebody has a question on what we're learning, that you should hesitate to ask, by all means, to ask. Hischanu levoyer es inyin hamadregis ha-gevoyish ha-yi b'chol ha-dairis et ha-klai Yisrael. Ramatel here is up to the part in the Mesillas Yesharim where the Ramchal is talking about the inyin of Kedusha, the mid of Kedusha. And Ramatel is telling us that he began to discuss the Madregas HaGavayish Ahayu B'chol HaDaris Etzah Klai Yisrael, the great exalted Madregas that were by Klai Yisrael through the generations. V'esaharocha nechoynesh etzarech liknes the Devarim Eilu, and how we have to have a proper way of evaluating and appreciating the Madregas of Kedusha, the Madregas that were by Klai Yisrael through the generations. So I want to continue to explain more. We have to understand that Hashem has bestowed upon us an unbelievable chesed, a kindness. That He revealed to us at the end of time the light of the Derech HaBaal Shem. Whatever you say, one can have in mind, not that that's all that one should have in mind, but certainly one can have in mind when you say the words, Rabbi Shalom, you had such rachmanis on us. You love us so much, you have such rachmanis on us, that you, as part of the Giluyim of Torah, at the end of time, you revealed to us the light of Teres HaBaal Shem, the Derech HaBaal Shem. Chemla gedoyla v'yaseirech hamaltal, we're unworthy of such light. We're unworthy of such Torah. Havas oylem haftonu Hashem alokein. I think some of you might know that the Baal Shem HaKadosh himself said that that particular bracha of Havas oylem haftonu Hashem alokein that we say before Kriya Shema, that the more a person is marich, the more a person goes into that bracha, and he lengthens that bracha, meaning he works at it, so he's able to contribute to being mekatsa the galus, to shortening the length of galus in his own life, and bechla. So one certainly can have this kavana of chemela gedoyle v'seir chamalta leinu, ulisyapech bebechi shel hisayrus, and one can mamish be brought to tears from this hisayrus, v'ahava lohaydis lohal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just this alone, to give thanks and to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, al shenosel lanu es HaBaal Shem Tov, v'talmidav HaKadoshim, that He gave us the Baal Shem Tov, and His holy Talmidim. Shekol ze'en ele mechemla gedoyla v'yaseir shechomal olein, as we saw a little bit last week, from the Rebbe of Geshen Henoch from Radzin. All of this is because of Hashem's great love for us, and His concern, kivyachal, of what's going to be with us. How are we going to remain Jews this last time of Golus, this last period of the deepest, deepest darkness before the sun comes up of Geula? How are we going to remain Jews? The same way we learned last week, that there was the Gili of the Maaseh Merkava was Davke at a time when we went out to Golus. Remember, some of you were here last week. When we went to Golus Bavel, the Sicheskel had the Mara of the Maaseh Merkava to hold us. to keep us alive. Ki mi yedeya eichayinu nirim b'liza. Who knows, how would the Jewish people appear if not for the light of the Baal Shem? And this is absolutely clear without any suffix at all, even though there are many, many people, fine people, who would argue very strongly against these next words. But I'm making this clear that Reb Motl is not apologetic about how he sees Chassidus, nor am I. And that if not for the Derech HaBaal Shem Tov, who knows if there would be one Jew left in the world. So again, the professors could all ask, but there are people that never heard the Baal Shem Tov, never learned the Baal Shem Tov, and they're still Jews. It's not a big kasha, you'll see. Derech v'ho'or hazeh, the derech, that's certainly for those who learn the derech HaBaal Shem. But even for those who don't learn, the or HaBaal Shem, the or of the Baal Shem, and we see now as we get closer to the Mashiach how this is picking up speed. A lot, picking up speed. Ha'or hazeh, ha'derech v'or hazeh, who ma'ashem machzik es ha'yahadus ad shiyov ha'mashiach. It's what's sustaining and upholding Yiddishkeit until Mashiach comes. We'll have a much greater understanding of that, of course, as we go through this. I would like, in the context of these shiurim on Mesil Sashar, to explain a little bit the mahus, the essence of Derech HaChassidus. I've already given some shiurim on some different occasions. Ramato said, you could talk to Bochrim and Yungalai, who are Hasidim, who identify themselves as Hasidim, not talking about to those who are not Hasidim, but to Hasidim, who keep all the Hasidic Minhagim and follow Tzadikim and Rebbes and so on. And if you get one of these chevra, you're able to corner him and to put a light, you know, to interrogate him and say, tell me, my friend, you do all of these things. You run to Kivrei Tzadikim. You try to keep all of them in hagim of your chotzer, chassidus, whatever it is. Would you mind explaining to me, what exactly is derech chassidus? What's Derech HaBaal Shem? There are very few that could give a clear answer to that question. They could, you know, the fumfit to say this Torah, to say this Vart. But Derech HaChassidus, clear. Derech HaChassidus. It's very hard to find such a thing. What was the Baal Shem Tov Mechadish? Like last week you saw that the Ktsais asked the Tzadik from Zidat Shav. What was the Chiddush of the Baal Shem? So we learned that the Baal Shem brought the bird, the wondrous bird, to this world. He brought the Bari Olam to us. What's the Chiddush? Valma Veloma Yarda Nishmas Baal Shem Tov Loilam. What was the purpose of the exalted soul of the Baal Shem Tov coming into this world? What was the tachlis? Ve'ech yesh l'kabel u'l'farish in yonim eilu. Like, how are we to receive and how are we to understand and to explain these things? On our madrega, tovshin ayin dalad. I think that's the first time I said that. Tovshin ayin dalad. On our madrega and tovshin ayin dalad. How are we to understand this? Ve'chein novel u'ver k'tzas mihanagela in yoneinu v'med d'var mamurim. So let's try. Let's begin. What's the inyan, the mahus of Derech HaBaal Shem? Hinitzarach lahaskeladaz shein lahagdir is Derech HaBaal Shem Tov Talmid of Rakederech v'shita mesuyames. See, this is the mahalach of the good professors. Even those who are shomer Torah mitzvahs, but they're coming at it from that angle, which is understandable. The way that people study any other subject in the world. They want to study and to explain what is the shita of the Baal Shem. So they'll take different topics in Yiddishkeit, in Machshove, in Hashkafe, and they'll try to explain what's the shita of L'mashal, the shita of the Gra, what's the shita of the Gra? What's the shita of Chassidus in the Baal Shem? To make a study in comparative religions, and to try to understand what's the shita. Of course, there are things that can be identified as shita achasidus. But v'tolus hu biyad misha choshev sheyesh lahagdir sachidus achasidus rak kiderach. But it's a mistake, a big mistake. For those who think that it's possible to capture, to somehow be able to portray the essence of chassidus as a derech, as a shita. That's what I said before. That bi'ikr, the way to define chassidus is not as a shita or a derech, not as a philosophy of life, not even as a way of thinking, although all of that is true. But the etzem, the mohus, is k'or, a light, an or, shahori da kadosh baruch hu olam, a gili or, that kadosh baruch hu revealed to the world, brought into the world. That's a very, very important sentence. That means that all the Sifrei Chassidus that we learn from the Talmud Baal Shem, whether it's Chabad or Breslov, whether it's Kedushas Levi and Naim Eloi Malach, whatever, all of the Sifrei Chassidus and all of the Shitas and Machshove and so on, all of that is really a hechetimtzah of how to be mekabel the or of the Baal Shem Tov. So Ibn Nachman Schuskel and Ibn Nachman Breslov had a certain hechetimtzah, a certain way of how to be mekabel this light that came down from Shemayim. The Baal Tanya had a different way to be mekabel the or. Al derech moshel, even when it comes to Nigla, there's a very, very clear and obvious difference between the Torah of Chachmei Ashkenaz and Chachmei Sfar. It's a very big difference. The Mahalach of the Balei Tosfos and the Mahalach of the Rif and the Rambam and so on. It's a very, very, very big difference. Anybody who has a Yad V'Regel has a little bit of a familiarity with Nigla, with Torah Shebaal Peh, knows that these are different olamos. It's the same Torah, but different oil is mamish. It means that an or came down also of Nigla, of Ratzon Hashem, of Torah Shebaal Peh. And different neshamas, Ashkenaz, Sfarad, different neshamas are mekabel the or of Torah Shebaal Peh in different ways. Which doesn't mean to say chalila that it's all kaddish. It's elav elav devil kimchai. The same in the Beisham Bishil. We're mekabel the or of Torah in a different way. In the Tanoim and Amoraim, each one, according to his ability to be mekabel that or, that light of Torah Shebaal Peh. So to all the svarim that we learn from the Talmud Baal Shem are in reality the different ways of the tzaddikim to be makabel the or that Kadosh Baruch Hu unleashed in the world. B'dach HaTorah, it's very hard for us to understand how is it possible that from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh could come out in such different ways. Those who are familiar with the Seder HaDvarim know that from the Bismedrash of the Mezid Shemagid, that there came out such a thing, from the Bismedrash of the Mezid Shemagid, there came out the Jew, Epshnei Zalman Miliadi, came out from the Bismedrash of the Mezid Shemagid. And Rabbi from Kalisker, the Rabbi Eli Malach, from the same Bismedrash. It's a Pella. It's one of the most wondrous things. When it's possible to take any one of you, if you've been by a certain Shia for 2-3 years, you can see that you talk much more like your Rebbe than somebody else. That's a good thing. But that people should be, great people should sit in the same Bais HaMedrash and learn from the great, from the same Tzaddik, from the same Master. And each one is a different Mahalach. And each one was sent by the Hashgacha, by the Bari Olam, by the Rebbe, and by the Bari Olam, through the Rebbe, was sent to a different place in the world. Lefi, the Teva of the Jews of Poland, of Ukraine, of Russia, Hungary, and so on. It's one of the greatest wonders of our history. How from the ocean of the Baal Shem HaKadosh, Nifridu, the rivers divided in such a way. Each of the rivers of light are to be makabel, to try to understand and to explain the great undifferentiated light that came down from the Baal Shem HaKadosh. The Baal Shem was a big light, a big aura. And when that aura passed through the mind of the Mezid Shemagid, passed through the mind of Rav Nachman Breslov, Dushas Levi, Rav Nachman Shenobel, and so on. Of course, one can see in all of these Svarim that they clearly are all Pirushim and Kalim to be Makabel, the Ur of the Baal Shem. That's clear. The Teres HaChassidus, the four lines up from the bottom there. The Teres HaChassidus hi haifar v'ezgalus b'olam shel or na'ala b'yoseh. It's the appearance in this world of a great light. K'may shahaya hador shva b'shim b'yichai v'talmid. If we want to understand such a thing, so I mentioned before the light of Nigla, but in the world of Nistar, there was that generation of Rabbi Shimon b'yichai and his talmidim. But the Zohar Kodesh speaks about that generation of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. It says in the Zohar Kodesh that there hadn't been a generation like this, like the generation of Rabbi Shimon, from the time of the Dor HaMidbar, of Makabli HaTorah, there wasn't such a thing. Now the normal Seder of Doris is that the Doris are Horlchim Umiskatnim, right? The normal Seder is that the generations, the light decreases. The light of Torah decreases. That's the general Seder of things. That the light is diminished over time. There are exceptions. Those who learn Pnimiyas HaTorah know that because of Hashem's great love for us, He interrupted the regular program at different times and said, Rabbi Isai, you're not going to believe this. This is something I am sending to you. It's bechlal not lefi the Seder. It's not according to the Seder. The regular program is interrupted, and then Am Yisrael sits back and says, what is that? What just happened to us? Hashem Yisbach does that from time to time. When we're slipping, and when Chalila is getting really bad, there have been times that Hashem Yisbach stepped in and interrupted that momentum of darkness, the inertia of darkness, with a special program. And he broadcasts to us something that's bichlal, doesn't seem to be according to the madrega of the world and of the dar, of that time in history. This is a metzias, this is a historical fact. That Kadosh Baruch Hu did some great act of kindness with the world. It wasn't following the Seder. Rabbi Shimon, when you look in Shas, there, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is a Tana among the other Tanoim. Kedai Rabbi Shimon, listen, Machilo B'Shas Atchak. We don't usually paskin even like Rabbi Shimon in Nigla. We don't usually paskin like Rabbi Shimon in Nigla. In Halacha. There are glimpses of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai in Shas. But the world of the Zohar Kodesh, the inner world of Rabbi Shimon and the Chevraya and his Talmidim, it's an Ur. It's a Gilui Ur that was completely, completely beyond that generation. It was completely beyond. It was beyond that world in which they lived. It can't be recorded. It can't be recorded in the Gemara, which is a world of Toshma. And as you know, the Zohar Kodesh, the Lashon is not Toshma, it's always what? Tochazi, come and see. As I said before, something that you've seen with your own eyes, you can't really describe to somebody else. The same hergish, in the same way. It's different. It's an ar, it's a gilui, something else. K'may chen yedua al dar shel hari HaKodesh, v'talmidov shoyegam ken dar nizgav n'ala b'yayse. Also, so we know that this inyan of Rabbi Shimon was kept to very small, closed groups of tzaddikim. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, many years later, sent into the world the neshama of the Ari HaKadosh. That whole generation of the Ari, the Talmidim of the Ari. When you walk around that section of the base, Achaim and Sraz. And you're looking at the names on the Metzavis, the ones that are still legible. You're walking in a different world. It wasn't Lefi the Madrega of the other Kvaris of that time, of that period in history. It's something else. The Ramak, the Ari HaKadosh, the Beis Yosef, the Luchadoidi. It's something else. And it's an absolutely astonishing thing that it seemed like out of nowhere. That which was a secret, meaning that which was kept closed and locked, the Ari HaKadosh got up and he began to be Megalis Yisrei Torah, Ba'ifin Noira, in the most unbelievable way. The Gila Mistaran Ka'elu Shloi Shamatim Oizim Ayla. And the Ari HaKadosh began to reveal secrets that no ear had ever heard. Things that were never heard before. The Chidesh Hagdomis Chadoshes V'Niflos. And he was Mechadesh Hagdomis and Hagdomis in Kabbalah. Hagdomis Chadoshes V'Niflos. Great and wondrous Hagdomis. Introductions, ways of understanding, shaboru muskim l'kol meivin, that it's clear to any person of understanding who has some familiarity with any of this, she'ein zemidas anoishi, that no human mind could possibly have come up with such a thing. And keep in mind, Chaver, keep in mind that all the kisveri that we have, which we know that the most miuchosim of the kisveri are from Rabbi Chaim Vital. Rabbi Chaim Vital was only by the Ari for a very, very short time. Very, very short time. What the Ari HaKadosh, what Rabbi Chaim Vital says, the Ari HaKadosh spoke about when he was sleeping. Because when he was sleeping, he slept very little. His lips were constantly moving. And he was saying over Seydei Torah. what did he say in the parasha of Bilam, some Indian, that he said that in order for me to explain this to you in a state of wakefulness, it would take 80 years. It's not something that shein zemidas anoishi. It's not something from this world. Certainly not according to the Seder of Hizkat Nezadayos. There's a gilui min hashamayim by Eliyahu Navi. However, it was a gilui. Something was dropped into the world, lowered into the world, with the Ari HaKadosh, from someplace else, beyond. The nira b'chush, shema'eis Hashem ha'isa zois. It was clear to everybody who lived then and whoever learns these inyanim from inside now, it's clear. That the time had simply arrived. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, now it is time to reveal these things. Not that there was an evolution, a process, thoughts, teachings that developed. There was a Hezgalus. Boom. A bomb. Fell into the world. Was dropped by the Bar element of the world. The teva is, especially by Jews, that when there's something that comes into the, when something is, some chacham is taught, that they're going to be right away, many chachamim, that are going to argue with that chacham. We see that with everything, certainly in Nigla. We see that the whole way of Nigla is chilukadeus. And of course, that's a very healthy and normal response to chidushim in chachma that are taught by one, that there are going to be other chachamim who are going to argue, who are going to dingzach on it, who are going to fight with it. That's normal. It's an absolute miracle that the Ari HaKadosh was megala these Soidei HaTorah, these secrets of Torah, the Kama Gedoyla Oilem Gedoyla Torah Hoyu B'Yomav, it was a time of great, great Gedoylem, Kama Arshal, Habes Yosef, V'Rama, just to list a few, who lived at that time, Ach L'mayis L'Hoya Af Gam Echad Shecholak Alav, and nobody was Cholak on the Ari HaKadosh. Now you know the Marshal was a very, very Takif, Sadi. He was very strong, the Marshal. Meisya Yosef, Rama. The feeling that you get is that when the Ari HaKadosh was Megala Sisrei Torah, that everybody stood back and said, thus is thus. This is it. The same way that at Maimed HaSinai, by that Maimed, we don't find that there were Chiluk HaDeis with the Bari Olam and with Moshe Rabbeinu. How Machlokes and started, of course, is not for now. But at the Maimed itself, it wasn't Shaykh. Ach L'mayis L'hoya Av Gam Echad Shecholak Alav. Nobody was Cholak on the Arizal. Now you know that you can't put two Jews in a room and it should be that they would agree on anything. And here we're talking about the biggest inyanim in the world. So if it was a chachma, bein shara chachmas, there would have been all kinds of machlokes. Now, some of you might be wondering about the Ramak in the Ari HaKadosh, which is not a shaila at all. But I'm not going to go into it. I just wanted to mention that I know that some of you might be thinking about that. It's not a machlokes. As we know from the Talmidei Baal Shem, it's a question of that which is old as opposed to that which is new and beautiful. But we're not going to go into it now. It's not for us. But nobody was chaylik on it. Elo kulam pe'echad heskimu, everybody, all the gedolei hador, wherever it reached, and it reached, it got out quickly. Not not in the countries of Ashkenaz, was there machlokes, not by the Sfaradim, not by the Italian tzaddikim. Kulam pe'achad eskimu, v'yachad kulam hoidu v'armu shehu ish eloki shemegala termin ha'shemayim. Period. Of course, there are people who are not tzaddikim, who are not chachamim, that would argue with that, just like you have that nowadays. But the Chachmei HaMesaira, the Gedolei Hadar, who are attuned to Ratzon Hashem, said Na'aseh V'Nishma. Na'aseh V'Nishma the Torah Sari. And they all agreed that it was Torah Min HaShemayim. Again, this is a historical fact. It was a gilui, a revelation from Shemayim, that was so clear. Even those who might normally be contentious. One of the biggest takifim who ever lived was Rabbi Yaakov Emden, you know that. Right? The Ivis. It wasn't good to start up with him. He could ask the Rebbe beyond his Naibishitz about it. It was, and the Ramchal. It wasn't good to start up with him. When it came to the Ari HaKadosh, Rabbi Yaakov Emden was a, forgive me for borrowing a term from, was a pussycat. The Ari HaKadosh. Even if you look in the poskim, without getting into the sugi of what happens if you have a machloikis between Igla and this, that's an interesting sugi. It didn't seem to bother anybody that the Magen Avraham was bringing down the Ari HaKadosh left and right. It doesn't seem to bother anybody. Whatever happened to the usual gedarim of how we come to halacha was something else. How it actually infiltrated into the world of halacha is a fascinating discussion. That's not for now. But it's a wondrous thing. And even when somebody argues or argued with the Ari HaKadosh, like for instance, you'll find in the tshuvas of one of the great contemporary poskim, Rabbi Avad Yosef Zalman Zayin, you'll find in his tshuvas that there are sometimes he'll go through the inyan of when you have what seems to be a machlokes between nigla and something from the Ari HaKadosh, and even when he's saying that we have this hanhaga, and it's not the way of the Ari HaKadosh, it's with kairum mishtachrim. And with Pachad, and who am I, and only because we received this from this tzaddik, or that tzaddik, or from this posik, and that posik, but no one would ever say, even the normal shyness that you'd see poskim would use. The normal was the Osher Yana Ba'azis, it says in posik. Strong people have a strong way of talking. The normal shyness that poskim are using, you don't see that they use with the Ari HaKadosh ever. Ever. Everybody just steps back and says, he was different, and we're not messing with him. Just like there's a famous thing that they say about, you know, Rafutna was very strong. Was very strong. And he didn't hesitate to argue with all the Rosh Hashivas, and he was very, very strong. With the Satmarov would snap his fingers, Rafutna would come running. I'm just like a shiking, like a bocher, anything in the Satmarov. So they say that they once asked Rav Hutna, how come with everybody he argues and when it comes to Satmarov? So he said that, you know, that on the Teva, this famous thing, that on the Teva with Noach, so he got in trouble with the lion, right? And he was a little bit late with feeding, not to bite his head off, it was to kill him. So Rav Hutna said, because the pshat is, it was the last lion in the world. It means that this lion contained within it all of the midas ha-gvura, all of the lion kite of the world. This animal had to hold on to it in order to preserve that koyach of a lion. So you have to be very careful with a lion like that. You know, you have to be. So he said, the Satmar Rebbe, he said, he's the last of a certain... I'm not starting with him at all. I don't get my head bitten off. He's just different. That's all. The Kedusha, something else. The Ariya Kaddish, va'achra of both Talmid of Akdoshim, shagam lehem hoyu madregas noiros v'neflos. The madregas of Rabbi Chaim Vital and his son, Rabbi Shmuel, and the other tzaddikim Migui Hari. Madregas neflos, wondrous, wondrous madregas. Kizahayin shalav al shemtev talmidav. And this is the way it was with the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh and the Talmidei Baal Shem. Not all the way till now. Not all the way till now. There isn't that hergish now. Sha'af sha'chein lo zechinu sh'liyach l'kol Baal Shem. Of course, we were not zoiche, and that also is a very deep sugya. We were not zoiche that there wouldn't be machloikas against the Baal Shem. There was, of course, machloikas against the Baal Shem. When he was alive, it wasn't so much. Then afterwards, by Mezitcha Magid, it was. Aval gan zeh hayagilu igadol shenikra or Baal Shem Tov HaTalmidei. Even though there were chiluk adayas, and there are until this day, this too is a gilu or umavur b'svarma kadoshim sheikar hayfaz gilu haor hazeh hayenimshach l'erach shal kimeya shanim pachas ayaisa. We find in the Svarm that the Ikka Gilui of that Ur, that powerful burst of light into the world, that absolutely blinding burst of light into the world, that it lasted Be'erach 100 years, that burst of light. Be'erach, they say, till the Chayzim Lublin. Were any of you in Lublin by the Chayzim? Until that time, they say. Vein b'zedover borim mamish l'meshach kamez zman hayagilui. It's not a science, and it's not clear exactly. Al kol ponim tzarich l'das shezah haya olam tomir v'nelam. That world of those tzaddikim, of those first 100 years of the Baal Shem, Talmidei Baal Shem, it was a world that was tomir v'nelam, a mystery. An absolute mystery. Shabayis Asku Talmidei Baal Shem Tov Binyanim Nalim B'Yoyser. And during those years, the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov were Isaac in very, very exalted matters. Shal Iris V'Yechudim. They were in the Iris and the Yechudim. Remember, after that, the Iker is how to be Makabal the Ur and how to understand the Ur. But they were in the Ur Mamish. That again, there's no way to explain, or no really clear way to explain how, in such a short time, it was possible for the way of Chassidus to take hold, of all of Eastern Europe. Many attempts have been made to explain that. And those who have spent time in these matters, you never walk away satisfied. There are all kinds of ways to try to explain politically and socially and economically, of why is it that the Ur HaBaal Shem, how is it that the Inyan of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh spread like such a fire? So I say, because it appealed to simple people. They reached out to simple Jews. B'chahina, all different kinds of explanations. If the Shabbos, it's via Machshavah, so all different explanations. None of them, and all of them together, can't explain. The same way that I believe that there's a resurgence of that now, I don't believe it can be explained with Dachas Eichli. Because we're getting close to Adat Mashiach, which is the Teres Mashiach, Baal Shem Tov's Teres Mashiach. It can't be explained with Dachas Eichli. Also, the resurgence of what's happening now. There are people holding out, but as I said last week, they're dropping like flies. It's just a matter of time. Also, with Dachas Eichli, it's hard to explain.
impossible to explain.
If it's an Indian of Machshava. So the people who learn Chassidus or teach Chassidus as Hashkofa or Machshava, not as Ashtik Ar, not as Ar, as a Gili of Ar. So it's a step forward. Of course it's a step forward. But it's not the Tachlis. Tachlis is it's a gilui or it's the tachlis, and there are many nafkimins. V'hoi is a or mufla v'nala b'yoyser shemamish shine es mahusa oila. It was a wondrous light that mamish changed the world. V'zikech es avi ha'olam and purified the air of the world. And this was the cause, as we began, that Yiddishkeit would be able to somehow persevere through the terrible Hester, the terrible darkness of the end of time of existence of Mashiach. Ki haridu or gadol kazel olam, because the Tamri Yav Hashem brought into the world such a light, in this way they prepared the world. Shaposhut oid you Yehudim Shamanichim Tfilim. There would still be Jews at the end of time. It would still be possible that there would be Jews who put on Tfilim. So you and I think that's such a chiddush to put on Tfilim. It's an unbelievable chiddush. But the Rishnah said that in those days before Mashiach comes, if you see a Jew who believes in God, it'll be such a chiddush, and they're waiting to hear what he was going to say, such a chiddush, and then he put his hand on his beard. And he said, like me. That means that a Jew now who believes in Hashem, the original said, is like the original. Back then. It's not so long ago. To believe in Hashem now. To put on tefillin? Baruch Hashem, each and every one of us here put on tefillin this morning. You know what a chiddush that is? So the tzaddikim taught that if not for this light, that was allowed into the world of the Baal Shem HaKadosh. And tell me, Baal Shem, there wouldn't be anybody putting out tefillin anymore. Like, and I know there would be people that would mamish live hearing such a thing. Say it. Ve'ein elu dvarm she'nini oimer midas atzmi. Emotel says, I'm not just making something up on my own. I didn't just come up with this idea. We received this, and it's written in Svarim HaKadoshim from Bali Ruach HaKadosh. Ramatha says, I'll just mention a word that I remembered now. Is a gumkin rak mikorcha bal shem. Can I translate that into English? What's a daichel? You ever hear the word daichel? It's not Hebrew. A daichel means a German. It means an Ashkenaz Jew. In modern terminology, it would be called a very modern Orthodox person. A daichel. In those days, it meant somebody who was from Western Europe, not from Eastern Europe, and who was wearing modern clothing and was had modern ideas of Judaism and so on. So the Belz Rebbe said, Rebbe Sochadoiv, Shim Yesh Afilo Eze Deitchel Ba'olam, if there's one Deitchel in the world, Shim Misaneach Anoch Amitis, who's able to give an honest krechts, Anoch Amitis, a sigh, Shel Tshuva, that's able to have a sincere feeling of a Hirhu Tshuva, to give a krechts over his Yiddishkeit, Hayzeh Gamken Rak B'Koyach HaBashem. Can these sound like very extreme things? And again, can you argue? You could argue with these things. Are there people who argue with you? Of course there are people who argue with these things. But someone who's inside, it's karvad, karvad over lechem ma'oy, b'fichu b'levavcha, when you're inside, then it's something which is poshut ubar. When you're outside, so you could argue. When you're inside, it's poshut like that. It's poshut like that. Chassidim don't walk around saying these things openly nowadays. You can lose friends like that. But it's poshut ubar to anybody inside that world that there wouldn't be a krechs of tshuva in the world. There wouldn't be a hanochas tefillin in the world if not for the Gilui Rav Moshe. Mr. Shem, we're going to try to continue after Yom Tov. Shem will continue. So I don't know if you hold this page. Sometimes you lose people, lose pages, they don't bring them. So any way that you have of making sure that you have it, so try to do that. And the Baruch Shem should help you to reach Yizayich, to come from Oiri, says Mechuv at the Yishi, and then to the Simcha of Sukkot. We'll come back as strong Kalim to be able to hear this Torah. Now there was a mentioned the Rabbi Yisachar Daiv, the Belzer Rebbe. By Rabbi Yisachar Daiv, he always was proud that every Shabbos he had new people that came to Belz. There were Archim that had never been in Belz before. He was always proud of them. So once, like this year, came out that Rosh Hashanah was Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos. So his son-in-law, Pinchas, said, there's nobody new. It's the same Arlam, you know, nobody traveled. It was Rosh Hashanah, and he said. So the Belz Rebbe said, it's not Rosh Hashanah. What? Everybody's new. Everybody's new. Everybody's new. That's a big thing. That's it. Shavuos Chaskis. We should use it in a good way. Come on, sing the title.